Hello again, this is Pastor Deborah, and we're in another wonderful episode of our wonderful podcast show called Silent Cries, Voices Out of the Darkness. I've been working through many, and soon all of, the voices that came to me years ago and still do, out of the great darkness of Satanism and witchcraft, heavy metal music, and all sorts of darkness and evil, wicked places that you may not ever have heard of. These voices out of the darkness are true, real living people that I came into contact with, fell in love with as my spiritual children. And in this episode of this Silent Cries podcast, episode number 7, we're going to hear about the silent cries of broken hearts. But first, let me read to you a disclaimer, because some of these stories might be very triggering, and what I read to you and speak to you about may cause you some problems. So this section, please be warned, can be troubling or triggering for you. So go slow and stop as you're needed. As you listen and watch, you will not be alone this time. If feelings and memories arise that are frightening or fearful to you, His love, His truth and light, and mine will come in gently and will also shine on the areas of your darkness, your pain, your trauma, your memories that still control you and have authority and dominion over you, even without your knowledge, awareness, or perception. His great loving knowledge brings His light, and His light brings His life, and His life brings deliverance, and deliverance brings His freedom, and His freedom brings His restoration, and His restoration brings His healing, and His healing brings wholeness and restoration. You are not walking this road alone, for He and I are with you every step of the way. So, you be careful, but you listen, and you learn about hearts that have been broken, probably yours, and about a loving father and your mother, spiritual mother, Pastor Deborah, who've come to help you. All right, let's get on with the wonderful episode number 7 of Silent Cries of Broken Hearts. Silent Cries, Voices Out of the Darkness, is a collection of true stories of people and their broken hearts. The stories of their lives are told in poems, letters, and songs. All are very graphic of the world they live in, the kingdom of darkness, of multi-generational Satanism, of the world of the occult, of the world of horrible abuse, and even human sacrifices and death. Their voices, their stories, their silent cries for help may be triggering and painful for many of you, so be aware and listen cautiously. Those who have written these stories and poems have given me, Pastor Deborah, their permission for me to put them here for you to listen to. They desire for you to hear their stories, and so many of others who are still out there in the kingdom of darkness. Their silent cries of their spirits, their souls, and physical bodies can be heard if you have ears to hear. Not only do they desire for you to hear the silent cries of their broken hearts, but so does a loving Heavenly Father, agape love Himself, He too desires for you to hear, to believe, and to know that agape love is more powerful than anything of the kingdom of darkness, and that there is a love which is unknown, yet here on earth, that can and will deliver you and all of humanity and these precious people and bring them freedom to them and shepherd them as a loving father and mother, as it was for them that they came, and they will be here to walk with them even into eternity, and for you also. The Heavenly Father, unknown to these broken ones, desires that through their life stories, their poems, their letters, their songs, that all will have hope, that agape love is stronger than any abuse, any fear, any trauma, any torture, anything anyone has ever done to you, to others, or to yourselves. This Heavenly Father's agape love can and did penetrate deep into darkness of satanic prison cells, into the darkness of hearts and souls, deep into strongholds of pain and torture, to set spiritual captives free. These stories of lies and their silent cries out of the darkness of their broken and fractured hearts were heard, and agape love was sent and carried by a spiritual mother, Pastor Deborah, to spiritually reconnect these precious spiritual hearts to agape love and to be shepherded and loved by and with an unknown love they knew nothing about. A mother, a shepherd, was to fight and protect them. That was going to be Pastor Deborah. A mother, a shepherd, to raise them up in the agape love of an unknown father until they could believe in him and would desire to spiritually meet him and his son. A mother, Pastor Deborah, to spiritually bind their spiritual heart, their spiritual hearts, and to dry their silent cries of rejection and abandonment. To stand between the forces of evil, the strong men of darkness, and their king, Satan, for these precious little ones. The Heavenly Father and I, Pastor Deborah, desire for you to also hear their silent cries of their broken hearts, as we also heard theirs and yours. He and I can see and hear what others do not hear or see. For the agape love shines its light, and all of its is laid open in its rays of light. Darkness can no longer control or hide the brokenness. Open your eyes, dear little one, and see what has been hidden from your spiritual sight. Open your deaf spiritual ears and hear the silent cries of others. Do not worry. I can see and hear you and your heart as it cries silently in the night, in the darkness, for help and to be loved. As you listen to these videos, these stories, these poems, these letters, these songs, believe and know that there is hope even now for you and so many others. God beloved has not left the planet, and neither has Pastor Deborah. My work is still here. It is still happening and reaching out in ways that are unknown and unseen. Even at this moment, I travel deep in the spiritual darkness of a spiritual enemy of this agape love. As a highly trained, spiritually educated, special ops military soldier, Pastor Deborah is battle-tested and highly trained. She has been sent and is still being sent, not only to individuals, but to nations, to nature, to other planets, to other systems. And you will read much more about her and other areas in other videos. The writers of these stories, these true stories, these poems, these songs, these silent cries of the darkness, want you to hear them, hear about their lives, and have great hope. For as they were heard, and agape love was sent through the words and the love of a spiritual mother, a spiritual shepherd, a spiritual soldier, Pastor Deborah, so too will your silent cries be heard, and a spiritual mother, a soldier, a warrior, will be sent and is on the way even now. You will hear how precious ones lived in this horrible kingdom of darkness. And yet through it all, a light broke through, and agape love came into the prison cell of their spirit and soul, and brought an unknown power to them, and fought for them. It protected them. It brought deliverance and freedom. Then came the hope and healing. They survived in the kingdom of darkness, but survive they did, and yet some did not. But they did make it into the eternity with this Father. Pastor Deborah helped many of them so they would not go through the horrible death that Satan wanted them to experience. Children of the night, children born into a life of darkness, Satanism and the occult. Children for generations living a spiritual and soul life with Satan, the spiritual adversary of agape love, the great dragon. Children forever spiritually trapped, held in spiritual bondage, and spiritually oppressed by the spirits of death. Spiritual children, teens and adults, reaching out for love and help. Silent cries of fearful and broken hearts. Alive, yet dead to all. Dead to all among us, but hidden. Alive and slaves to a dragon and its heart's desires of hate and control. Silent cries. Tearless tears, broken hearts, fragmented, trying to just stay alive. So many hands, and so many silent cries. Silent voices screaming out of the darkness for freedom and some kind of love. Spiritual prison, slavery, torture, abuse. Powers of evil ruled their lives. But agape love came, and broken hearts were mended. Hope was given, and a loving mother was given to anchor these precious ones in agape love, the foundation of all life, a spiritual eternal bond that is stronger than any trauma, bond, any soul tie, any memory, any demonic spirit, or anything. Agape love, there is nothing like it. And you will learn from these stories about the power of agape love to reach the silent cries of broken hearts. All right, I'll see you on the next episode of the Silent Cries podcast, Voices Out of the Darkness. And remember, you too have been heard. All right, this is Pastor Deborah. Bye-bye.